I don't want your forgiveness. What gives you the right to judge me? The whole story? You have it all. The death, an empty tomb, and the... You have Pentecost. You have the proof I longed for. Or have you? How sure are you? I was almost sure. Almost. And the inch of faith I didn't have, that's what killed my master. The temple guard had been resting, measuring the slow hours of another night, throwing dice by the gateway. They must have been told to expect me. As soon as I told the sergeant my name...
Tell the priests he's here. The rest of you, kit on.
Suddenly, men appeared from nowhere, buckling on belts and swords, feet slipping into sandals, cloaks swirling, urgent and efficient. I stood in the shadows, watching the drama unfold like a play full of threat and suspense put on by the northern gypsies. We set off, the temple commander and me at the front. He didn't speak to me. No one spoke to me, but I felt their contempt. I led the way through the quietening streets and out of town, passing the house where Jesus had washed our feet. I kept my head down, the tramp of boots cutting through the night, deafening. On and on, across the Kidron Valley, I knew where he would be. Gethsemane. They wouldn't kill him. What could they accuse him of? No, they'd question him and let him go.
Betrayed to the chief priests and the lawyers. Condemned to death, turned over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified.
Shut up, shut up. That's nonsense. More Jesus nonsense. He's done nothing wrong. They let him go. The sounds of the town fading. An olive tree, and then another. The track rougher now, broken. My heart aching. Now or never. Wait! We're there. They stood around me, torches flickering, casting shadows and distorting faces, turning them into a cohort of demons in the soft grey uniform of the synagogue.
Can't see a thing. Where are they?
Under the trees. They're here.
This is no good. How will we know him?
I'll lead you to him. Give you a signal. It couldn't go wrong now. To get this far, go through all this and not get the reward.
Our orders are a clean arrest. No fight, no riot, no mess.
They were beginning to turn away, to turn away. Wait, I'll lead you right to him. I'll go up to him and I'll kiss him. I stumbled away, grabbing a torch, desperate to get this thing done. They followed. The Galileans must have seen our torches through the trees, or maybe they heard the curses of the guards as they pitched across the hillside. We saw under the trees darker shadows than the shadows, deeper shadows. Moving slowly, men. He came to meet us. As the shadows moved towards us, one stepped away from the others. It was the cold night that made me tremble. That's all. It was. And so I went to meet him, my master, walking towards each other, him and me. In that velvet darkness, when the world seemed to disappear, him and me. And then...
Do what you came for, my friend.
I think I meant to kiss as a greeting, a calm, and... But I was burning and cold and terrified, and I reached out and held his arm, and he didn't draw back. His arm, warm in my cold grasp... I felt a muscle under the linen, aware of everything, every cell of his precious body and every treacherous cell of mine. I loved him, and I felt his love for me. Overwhelming. Not to be borne.
Do what you came for, my friend.
I could have fallen to my knees. I should have fallen to my knees. How he would have held me, spoken to me. The one who heals lepers with a single touch. If I could only fall to my knees, Lord, you can heal me, make me clean. He would have reached down. Instead, kissed him. Not the sweet kiss of history, not the lingering soft lip on his cheek, but a rush and a blunder, a clumsy collision of a kiss, a shameful blur of lip and cheek and breath. It was done. And then, confusion. He was pulled away from me. Someone snatched my torch, and I was sent staggering out of the dancing light into the darkness. Peter yelled and drew a sword. Ridiculous, Peter! The others stepped forward, the air full of curses. But he calmed them all.
My brothers, calm down.
Jesus calmed them all. And they led him away, back down the hillside, and I went with them. For all eternity, down to you now, wherever you are, I went with them, Judas, the traitor. Jesus, who had done no wrong, taken to the temple to face the Sanhedrin, fat cats lapping at the cream of Rome, holy men of cunning. My Jesus, simple, silent. I blundered after the bobbing lights, losing the path, falling over rocks, blinded, choking, lost. They led him to the house of Annas, father-in-law of the high priest. So many people, such confusion. I slipped in, unseen. Jesus was standing in the center of the hall. Jesus, all alone, in a circle of mockers. All his disciples fled, every single one of them. And then I felt something pressed into my hand, and I looked down and took it without thinking. A bag of coins.
There's your blood money, scumbag. Now clear off.
And as I looked up, into his face to, I don't know, protest maybe, he'd gone. I stood with all that money and...
Traitor! Betrayer!
He grabbed my arm, John, his eyes wild, his mouth gaping, wet, fearful, shaking, his whole body shaking. Horror.
Now it makes sense. No one listened to me. I knew you were rotten. I knew you weren't right. I just didn't think you, even you, would do this.
I've done nothing.
And I said to them, if you think it best, give me my pay. But if not, keep it. So they paid me 30 pieces of silver.
Shut up!
That's the prophet Zechariah, Judas. 600 years ago. What's that in your hand? A bag of silver? 30 pieces?
I wrenched away and he shouted after me.
What's it like to fulfill a prophecy? To betray your God? What's it feel like, snake?
I couldn't get away from that voice quick enough, the words ringing in my ears. I went out into the courtyard, the fires and the smell of cooking, the murmur of voices, an undercurrent of excitement, scandal, rumor. And there he was, beloved Peter. You are Peter, and upon this rock, crouched by a fire, shivering, shocked, trying to be invisible. A big fat-headed fisherman, hands like shovels, trying to look like he belonged in the high priest's court.
The extremists, rebels, well, you call them freedom fighters if you want, but...
Terrorists, troublemakers.
And that Jesus, worst of them.
What I heard, he's no trouble to anyone.
Yeah, they don't arrest you for nothing. He must have done something.
Here, wait, you! You're one of his people, aren't you?
Me? You're joking. No way.
Yeah, I seen you with him. Him and his gang. I'm sure it was you.
I don't know him.
Yeah, listen to him. He's a Galilean.
I tell you, I've got nothing to do with this Jesus. Nothing. I don't know what you're going on about. I've only just arrived in the city.
Peter stood there like an idiot. Tears in his eyes. And the cock crowed. And again. And again. And with each exultant cry, Peter seemed to shrink. He pushed past me, and although I turned away, I needn't have. He was blinded by his tears. A broken man. The dawn was a line of silver on the horizon, but still the world was in darkness.
Enough. Step back. Let the accused come before us.
A circle of light around a solitary man in chains. Bleeding and bruised. And Annas, father-in-law of Caiaphas, looked down on him, sleep-fuddled, an old man.
Who are you? Who do you say you are?
If I tell you, You won't believe me. I've spoken openly to the world. I've always taught in synagogues or at the temple where all the Jews come together. I said nothing in secret. Why question me? Ask those who heard me. Surely they know what I said.
Is that the way to speak to your betters?
But I saw the old man flinch at the sound. Maybe he saw the innocence of Christ crying out in silence.
I've had enough. Take him to the high priest.
And so, with the daylight creeping across the courtyard, Jesus was led away to the palace of Caiaphas. A hastily convened council of elders, lawyers, priests, some of them still taking their places in the circle of accusers as Jesus was led in. They were panicking. Find a charge, find an accusation that sticks, anything.
Is there no one to accuse him? Weren't you told to bring witnesses against him?
I thought this was it. This would save him. If no one speaks out...
Bring me a witness, two witnesses. One cannot stand alone.
And then, from the crowd, two men were pushed forward.
At last. The charge?
They were well-schooled. The words he spoke weeks ago. I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.
A threat. A threat. And you also heard him.
The second witness could barely speak. Managed to stutter out something, nodding. A mockery.
Do you know how long it took to build that temple? What are you? Some sort of god?
Unto the high priest.
You're under oath, Nazarene. Tell us by the living God, are you the Messiah, the Son of God?
I am. And you will see the Son of Man, sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One, and coming on the clouds of heaven.
That's it. Blasphemy. Why do we need to hear any more? And we know the penalty. Take him to Pilate for sentencing. Messenger, run ahead. Warn him. We can't waste any time. Dead and done by sunset, at last. Rid of this rebel and blasphemer.
I couldn't take any more. I left him there, stumbling down the court steps, the priests baying for his blood in a fever of shame and hatred, the messenger running ahead to Pilate's palace. I walked back to the synagogue, to the treasurer, the silver in my money belt bowing me down like a dying man. I've done wrong. I've sinned against God. I've betrayed an innocent man, and his blood is on my hands.
Not our problem.
I don't want your money. Here, have it back. Have it all. As the pieces of silver hit the stones, they sang like bells, and they shone like ripples on a lake a long time ago in Galilee. So long ago, ripples on a lake.
I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life.
A boat rocking on the shoreline. A simple man I called my master. A lifetime ago in Galilee, when I walked in the light.